This is Rewind 2026. July 27th, 1909. Orville Wright of the famous Wright brothers set a record for the longest airplane flight. Orville was testing the Army's first airplane and kept it aloft for 1 hour, 12 minutes, and 40 seconds over Fort Myer, Virginia. He was so tired from the experience that he crash-landed the plane, but he was unhurt. On July 27, 1942...
You had planned him on in 1922. You let other women make a fool of you. Why don't you do right? Like some other men do.
Peggy Lee recorded her first hit record in New York City. With the backing of the Benny Goodman Band, Miss Lee sang Why Don't You Do Right for Columbia Records, July 27, 1953. The armistice agreement that ended the Korean War was signed at Panmunjom, Korea. The war lasted 3 years and 32 days. The truce negotiations between North Korean and U.S. delegates lasted 2 years and 17 days. On July 27, 1959, brothers Santo and Johnny of Brooklyn, New York, saw their one and only hit record, the instrumental Sleepwalk, released. Sleepwalk made it to number one and stayed there for 2 weeks. July 27, 1974.
Bird's Eye Frosted Foods present Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore with her special guest, Groucho Marx. And now here's Dinah.
Everyone is saying hello again.
NBC-TV removed Dinah's Place from its daytime programming roster. The move brought Dinah Shore's 23-year association with the Peacock Network to a close. On July 27, 1976...
I got stopped by the immigration man. He said he doesn't know if he can let me in.
John Lennon finally had his request for permanent residency in the United States approved. The decision to allow Lennon to stay in the country ended a long struggle between the former Beatle and the U.S. government. Celebrating birthdays today.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Grammy Award-winning singer Bobby Gentry was born in 1944. Olympic Hall of Famer ice skater Peggy Fleming was born in 1948.
There's got to be a morning after.
And Maureen McGovern was born in 1949. The number one record on this date in 1974 was
You Fill Up My Senses Like a Night in a Forest.
Annie's Song by John Denver, written for his wife. And that's Rewind for July 27th, 2026.